This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala ma ba'd. Today's topic actually is one that I didn't prepare from yesterday. I literally got the idea an hour ago when we were sitting with our interfaith iftar dinner. And I thought it is not appropriate for me to spend 30 days talking about the tazkiyah of the qalb as if it is an internal matter and it has nothing to do with outside. So today, literally on the spur of the moment, I decided to change the topic, and it is still a part of tazkiyah. As you know, today we had our interfaith dinner. Alhamdulillah, the mayors, deputy mayors came, elected officials came, police and firemen came, alhamdulillah. And alhamdulillah, the universal impression that they had of EPIC was so positive. Why? Because EPIC is involved with more than 14 citywide organizations in feeding the hungry, in taking care of the shelters, in helping women that are abused to find place to live. We distributed over 150,000 food packets this last year, alhamdulillah. We now have a relationship, a MOU, with one of the charities here. When it's going to get freezing cold, we're going to have people that are able to stay here. When it's sub-zero temperature, homeless people, we're going to come here. Point is, there is no tazkiyah of your own heart without khidmah of the khalq. And I wanted to talk about that today. We should get rid of this notion that if I want to be pure, I have to hibernate and sit in a cave and just go over my internal issues. No. Our Prophet ﷺ said, "La rahbaniyata fil Islam." There is no monasticism in Islam. What is the meaning of this hadith? A good Muslim is not somebody who cuts off from society. A good Muslim is not somebody who just stays to himself and worships Allah completely privately. No, we talked about this a few days ago. The best of all Muslims interacts with society and also has private time. You must show mankind the reality of what it means to be a worshipper of Allah. And when you show mankind that reality, that is when the tazkiyah of your own heart will take place. Again, look at our Prophet as the role model. Look at what he used to do for 40 years before the beginning of revelation. His entire 40 years was about the khidmah of the khalq, helping others out here. He established a reputation to be the most kind, the most honest, the most trustworthy. He established a reputation. Anybody was hungry, they could go get food with the Prophet. Anybody needed help, they could go to the Prophet. This is before the risala. What do you think after the risala? This is a part and parcel of purification of the heart. There is no such thing as self-purification without helping those in distress. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "The best of all people are those that are the most beneficial to other people." خَيْرٌ النَّاسِ أَنْفَعُهُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of all people are those who are helping other people out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised the Ansar in the Quran. And Allah said, the Ansar, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah has written iman in their qulub. Why? What did they do? Why are the Ansar so beloved to Allah? The Quran tells us, when the Muhajirun came, what were their hearts like? يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَجِدُونَ فِي صُدُورِهِمْ حَاجَةً مِمَّا أُوتُوا وَيُؤْثِرُونَ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ وَلَوْ كَانَ بِهِمْ خَصَاصَةً. Notice how Allah described the hearts of the Ansar. They had genuine love for their brethren when they made hijrah. They had nothing but love. يُحِبُّونَ مَنْ هَاجَرَ إِلَيْهِمْ. And then when they gave from their food, their wealth, when they gave from their money, they didn't give and their hearts were stingy. They gave and their hearts were generous. And then Allah said, and they preferred others over themselves, even though they are in need. They preferred to give others, even though they are in need. When your heart is so pure that you give unto others, Allah says, كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. This is the ultimate tazkiyah, brothers and sisters. Your tazkiyah will not only come by worshipping Allah in private. That needs to be done. We're talking about so many days. That introspection and cleansing, it needs to be done. But a part of tazkiyah must be in helping other people out. Our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "The one whose heart does not have mercy for the youngsters and respect for the elders, he's not amongst us." Your heart must have genuine compassion, genuine care and love. And it must also show, of course, respect to those who deserve respect. If you don't have that in your heart, then you don't have tazkiyah of the heart. One beautiful hadith that summarizes all of this point. We're talking about tazkiyah of the qalb. We're talking about softness of the heart. We're talking about having the best qulub. A man comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, says, "Ya Rasulullah, I want to complain to you. My heart, it's not good. It's a hard heart. I'm complaining to you. My heart is not a good heart. I want to have a soft heart, but I don't find this softness." So he's complaining about the exact issue we're talking about, tazkiyatul qalb. He wants to have pure heart. What did our Prophet ﷺ tell them? Hadith is in Tirmidhi. What did our Prophet ﷺ tell him? "Imsah ra's al-yateem wa at'im al-masakeen." Notice how tazkiyah of the heart was related to khidmah of the khalq. He told this man, "Go find an orphan and wipe his head." This is an expression, go hug an orphan, we say in English, right? In English we say, go hug an orphan. Get involved in the lives of those who don't have what you have. Bring smiles to faces. Bring happiness and joy to the lives of other people. Go find an orphan and hug him. And go find a hungry person and feed him. And then he said, your heart will become soft. That's how you get softness of the heart. So brothers and sisters, I had to pause my regular, because yes, most of the issues is introspection. But you will never gain ultimate tazkiyah by sitting in a cave. We don't believe in that. You will never gain softness of the heart by not getting involved with the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I encourage all of you, myself and all of you, to think about how can I contribute to broader society? How can I help the people around me? Alhamdulillah, we thank Allah, the Muslim community of these lands, especially of Plano and of Richardson and of Frisco. Alhamdulillah, we are growing exponentially. But my dear brothers and sisters, if the broader society does not see us, mashallah, we are 3,000, 2,000 over here. What is our impact on our neighbors, on our friends? Today we heard from mayors, from deputy mayors, from Congress. We heard from them. What they saw was not Taraweeh. What they saw was not Jumu'ah. They saw, what are we giving back to society? Our religion, yes, it consists of rituals, but it also consists of giving back to society. It also consists of giving back to where we're living. So I encourage all of you, brothers and sisters, especially as our numbers are growing, that we don't become cut off from the broader society. Wallahi, this is not Islam. Yes, we're happy we're worshipping Allah. Our masajid are packed. But what impact are we making beyond our masajid? Let every person see, what can I do in my corporation, amongst my neighborhood, amongst my colleagues? How can I positively impact them? And one final point, and I've said this multiple times. When we help broader community, when we give to others, when we feed the hungry and sponsor the orphans and build shelters, let us not think that we're doing this as a tactic for the PR of Islam. Let us not think that, oh, we're doing this so that they have a good image of Islam. No, if we do so, our niyyah is not correct. Allah Azza wa Jal tells us in the Quran, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَى حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. They give to their food, everybody who needs it. They don't ask the religion, the skin color, the ethnicity, the miskeen, the yatim, the asir will give. And then, إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. We don't want your PR. We don't want your thanks. We don't want any Kodak moment. We are doing this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Feeding the hungry is not a tactic so that we can convert them to Islam. Feeding the hungry is Islam. And if we don't understand this, then wallahi, we have not understood Islam. Feeding the hungry is Islam. Helping the yatim is being a Muslim. Helping other people is purifying our hearts. Now, if they convert, alhamdulillah, no problem. But our niyyah is not for the conversion. Our niyyah is not a secret tactic. Oh, dangle the food and you convert. No, we are feeding the people for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ta'ala. This is what our religion does. This is what our seerah teaches us. This is what our Prophet ﷺ did. So we give to the others. We show generosity to mankind. We help the fuqara. We help the yatama. We help the masakeen. And we do it because that's what it means to be a Muslim. And if in the process somebody likes Islam and comes to us, alhamdulillah, tafaddal ahlan wa sahlan. But if they don't, we have still done our job. And in the eyes of Allah, we have followed in the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The bottom line, yes, all of the other lectures is going to be about self-introspection, but there is no ultimate tazkiyah of your own heart until you help the hearts of other people. Bring happiness to other people, that will bring tazkiyah to your own heart. And inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعود إليه